morning. Be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Don't want a silver dollar.
nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
And know they love you. please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It made us feel like dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing. WRJN.
I lost my love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue.
Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
baby.
people wearing your bracelets.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday we'll all be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. The day, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Mm-hmm.
sits at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. She's here by me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Will President-elect Donald Trump's hush money conviction stand? That will be the question in a New York courtroom Tuesday after Trump requested it be thrown out. It's over his election interference trial, as legal analyst Laurie Levinson tells us.
Trump was convicted by a jury, and he faces sentencing. But first, the judge has to decide whether the Supreme Court's ruling in the immunity case affects those convictions. The judge might decide that, in fact, Trump was improperly convicted based upon some immunized testimony by a White House staffer. If that's the case, then the judge would vacate the conviction and then have to decide whether to allow a retrial.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan will return to work with President-elect Trump again. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has that.
CBS News has learned Trump is set to name Stephen Miller to work with Homan. Miller, a longtime aide and advocate for stricter immigration laws, will be White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Domestic Policy. He has said Trump would seek to deputize National Guard troops to help deport immigrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would take the lead on deportations, but it has just 6,000 agents. Some estimates say the agency needs tens of thousands more people to carry out what Trump is promising.
Firefighters are working overtime to try and get their upper hand on the so-called mountain fire in Ventura County, California. It's now more than 40% contained, but some homeowners like Bridget Talley are returning home and realizing just what they went through.
It was so scary that I've never experienced that before. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh my God, I thank God we got out. We got out with the clothes on our back.
The FAA says all flights in and out of Port-au-Prince Airport in Haiti have been suspended after a Spirit Airlines plane and JetBlue one were struck by gunfire there. Kevin Adair was on the Spirit flight that took off from Fort Lauderdale.
Everything was normal, and then the crash behind us was quite prominent. Sounded like somebody dropped a steel bowl of nails on the floor of the plane or something really loud like that.
Brigadier General Harriet Tubman, that honor just bestowed on the abolitionist on Veterans Day. CBS's Michael Toscano.
In the Civil War, Tubman was sent to South Carolina as a spy. Maryland Army National Guard Major General Janine Burkhead.
She commanded soldiers on raids, found targets, reported troop movements.
The ceremony was held in the Maryland county where General Tubman was born.
Authorities in Wisconsin believe a kayaker missing since August did not actually vanish while out on a lake, instead faking his own disappearance and fleeing the country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Researchers in Norway say they've discovered the new Benjamin Button when it comes to jellyfish.
Scientists realized a mature comb jellyfish they were studying in their lab at the University of Bergen had morphed into a larva while they were away. It joins its cousin, the immortal jellyfish, that, just like the movie character based on the F. Scott Fitzgerald short story, can age in reverse. Scientists believe the comb jellyfish may have been the first animal species to appear on Earth 700 million years ago. They're hoping the discovery will lead to further studies on rejuvenation. The findings are published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Saks Fifth Avenue in New York City says it will not have its usual holiday light show because of changes in its approach to the holiday windows for the flagship's 100th anniversary. It will still have displays in the windows, though. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have plenty of clouds in the overnight. They may yield a scattered sprinkle. Otherwise, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, light north winds. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies, southeast winds developing with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 40.
WRJ.